Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so happy that you are here for day three of how to gain clarity and confidence so that we can begin the year 2022 in full power, ready to make things happen. I am feeling much better than yesterday. If you listen to yesterday's episode, I was experiencing some tooth pain. I did end up going to the dentist and found out that my tooth pain is due to grinding my teeth in my sleep. Ah, gosh, it's like one of those things that, okay, well, let me first say this. So grinding my teeth is not the real problem. Grinding my teeth is a symptom of stress, right? So I really need to get down to the stress, what's causing the stress that's causing me to grind my teeth in my sleep. So the dentist recommends that I wear a night guard, which I have been doing for the past few nights since I've been experiencing the pain. And he did give me a cream to put around my gum area to help alleviate the pain. But I know the real work, the real healing is going to come when I begin to reflect and meditate on the root of the stress. Right? And he did say, listen, you need to wear this night guard consistently because if you don't, it can be a very expensive fix, meaning that grinding the teeth consistently without the night guard can end up in a root canal or something very costly. So definitely want to get down to the actual root of the problem. No pun intended with the keep tossing the word root around, but that's really what it is what it comes down to. But I'm glad that my pain is now at a 0.5 instead of yesterday, I think it was at like a 1 or 2. So today is at a 0.5. So it is improving. So that's good. I'm feeling a lot better. It is rainy here in the California desert, and I love rainy weather when I don't have to drive in it. And today I don't have to drive anywhere. So I am happy. Lovely out here. It is the eve before Christmas Eve. 2 more days till Christmas. So it's just a great time of year, right? Great time of year. I do have some sad news. My favorite writer, well, I have so many favorite writers, but I really think she is my favorite writer. Joan Didion passed away today at the age of 87. So she lived a full life. So that's good. It's always sad for me when I hear that one of my favorite, actors, actresses, writers, artists passes away. It's always sad news. She, if you don't know anything about Joan Didion and you're interested in nonfiction, particularly journalism, then I really encourage you to Google her. As a matter of fact, I did a podcast episode about her that I will post in the show notes. But she is part of a movement in journalism called New Journalism, and it emerged really in the 1960s. She's probably the most popular. Truman Capote, I think, is another really popular one. Hunter Thompson is another popular new journalist. I don't know if I said new school journalist. It's actually new journalism, not new school journalism. Anyways, so this was a type. This is why it's her writing is so compelling. And same thing with Capote and Hunter Thompson, also known as Hunter Gonzo. But with new school journalism, instead of like with traditional journalism, if you're the journalist, you do your research, you talk to people, you interview, you do all that stuff, and then you write your article that's usually quite objective and it's more of a news report, right? With the new journalism, the journalist lives with their subjects, absorbs the lifestyle of their subjects, also observes them quite closely, but you're like communing with these people and that you're writing about, and you're writing your story in first person, and you're using more literary elements in the story. So it changes from a news report to a news story. And it's usually the articles or stories are longer than traditional news articles. And so that's why it makes it so compelling, because when you're reading this, you feel like you are there in part of the characters' lives, because the writer was a part of their lives. And so she has this wonderful essay. I can go on and on about her, but I'm going to keep this short because this episode is not about Joan Didion. But she has this essay called "Slouching Towards Bethlehem," because she did a lot of writing about the counterculture in the 1960s. So she went to Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco in the 1960s, and she lived amongst, I guess, what we would call hippies or people that were part of that counterculture. And it's a very compelling essay. It's some of it's quite disturbing, but I suggest that you also Google that. The essay is called "Slouching Towards Bethlehem," and then she has a collection of essays called "Slouching Towards Bethlehem." So, enough about Joan Didion. We are here to move into, or actually, we're going to finish up step one and start moving into step two tomorrow. So, step one in how to identify our top five values, we were answering what I think we have 6 questions. Today, we're doing the last 2 questions. And our first question is actually made up of like 4 questions. So, these are all part of the same question. And they are: describe how a perfect day for you would flow. What would you do? Where would you go? Who would you be with? How would you feel? And remember, you're writing down these responses because step two requires that we go back and reread our responses and figure out some themes and patterns and keywords that keep popping up. Okay. So for myself, describing a perfect day. A perfect day for me would be I'd wake up early. I always wake up early, but not like 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. Maybe 6 o'clock is a good time for me to wake up. I'm more of an early bird. And I do a meditation. Then I would eat breakfast. Then I would talk. I would interview people. I love interviewing people for my podcast. I love talking to experts about whatever it is that they're an expert in. And then I would hang out with some, a friend or two, talk with friends over the phone, maybe go visit friends or family. And I do a lot of reading. I love reading. And I'd watch movies. That would be my perfect day. Like, yeah, that would be it. Now, what would you do? I basically describe that. Where would you go? I would mostly stay at home unless I went out to visit my parents or I went out to visit friends. Who would you be with? It would either, be talking with people, interviewing people long distance. I mean, I'm not there physically with them, but they would be part of the group that I am, quote unquote, with. And then, of course, if I'm visiting friends or family, I would be with them. And how would you feel? I would feel relaxed. I would feel empowered and excited when I'm talking to people, and I would feel connected and happy, and I would feel love when I'm with my family and friends. Okay, so that's the first question. Second question is, what do you want people to say about you when you're not in the room? Now, when I asked my students this question, they wrote very vague responses like, I want people to say nice things. Okay, for this question, you have to get specific. What specific sentences would you want them to say about you when you're not in the room, right? This could be a very difficult question because you kind of feel funny saying nice things about yourself sometimes, which I don't think that should be the case at all. Like, you should really feel proud to be able to say nice things about yourself. So What do I want people to say about the room? What do I want people to say about me when I'm not in the room? I want them to say that Ebony is a great listener. She is kind and has a great sense of humor. I really enjoy talking to her because after I talk to her, I feel like a better person. I just feel better after having spoken with her. I feel empowered after having spoken with her. And I can talk to her about so many things because she's very knowledgeable. And I really like being around her. That's what I want people to say about me when I'm not in the room. So now it's your turn to write down your responses to those questions. And once you do, get ready for step two, because then we're going to really get into the nitty-gritty of it and start to figure out, based on our responses to these six questions that we went through the past few days, what are some themes and some patterns that are popping up? What's important to us? What do we really care about and value? And so that we can identify our top five values, gain some clarity as to who we are, what we stand for, and where we are going. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I will see you tomorrow for day four. Have a wonderful day. Stay safe. Bye-bye.